Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What will make you happy tonight for the Chiefs? What will make you mad? What do you think will happen? 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, always open for you. For that and roadside furniture, of course.
Yeah,
this always, is always the case.
This is also your opportunity to text us and tell you what's going to happen. So when you say tomorrow, I called it, we have the text record that you did call it. So this is the way to go on record, and we'll give you all the love on the air tomorrow. If you say I called it, and we can see on the text message that you legitimately did call it, we'll give you the credit, man. Yeah. Sign your name to it today, and then tomorrow, if your prediction came true, text us back from the same phone and say, I called it yesterday, and then we can see the text thread, because I think we can see the, like, the last, I don't know, 24, 48 hours of stuff that's been texted in. So if you want to get credit for calling it, today is the day to do that on the Jay Southland tow service text line.
Or you can just come out to the landing and then prove it to us with the paper.
Yeah, that's true. You could write it down on the paper. Yeah, that's exactly right. On the paper!
Yeah, this is the better way.
This is the better way.
I need
way,
stuff
though,
written. Firmly written down.
Firmly
not
written down.
Not handed to me a piece of paper, because someone else will get that piece of paper. But I don't know. Like, again, I've been the advocate of this draft should be earlier every year. We've had too much time to ruminate.
Right.
And I think this week has proven that to me. Like, last week I just said wide receiver 100%.
Right.
They're going on, are going 100% wide receiver. Now I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they move.
Right.
I saw Peter Schrager's mock just came out. He had the Chiefs trading up to
19
and getting – an offensive tackle.
Mims.
Part of me says, oh, yeah, it's wide receiver was always too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
and they're going to do something we're not expecting, or they're going to draft someone we're not expecting. But I want sizzle, right?
Right.
I always want sizzle. You always want the name. If they trade up and get a tackle, are you really going to be excited? No.
No.
Is it something they need?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's their biggest need.
If they're going to get the starting offensive tackle in the draft, they can't do it at 32.
Right.
So they're going to have to probably make a move to do that. So it wouldn't make me angry or anything like that to see it happen. But, yeah, I'm like everybody else. I want sizzle. Give me a new toy.
Right.
No offense to a left tackle, but I want you to go do your job. I'd love to have a new toy here.
Absolutely. Coming in from the 913, Shane says Caleb Williams, number one. He's calling that
now. Good.
I love that, Shane. Way to go.
That's really
fantastic.
Good.
That is wonderful. The only thing that would tick me off in this draft tonight, there's only one way the Chiefs could aggravate me in this draft tonight. Do you want to guess?
They pass on Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers?
Well, I mean, if they have the opportunity to draft either. Yes, I'm thinking of realistic scenarios here.
All right,
Josh.
Sorry. I'm still living in the unrealistic.
Yeah.
I'm still, if Marv goes off the board, I'm going to be bummed.
You're going to be bummed.
Yes.
I know. I will be bummed too. Yeah, I do.
I'm like, oh, it could have happened. No, nope, it's not happening now.
Right, so. But there's one thing.
And then we're going to have to do 20 years of alleged trade with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Just like we did with Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Marvin Harrison Jr. eventually at the end of his rookie deal is going to come to Kansas City. And it's going to cost at that time probably $35, $40 million per year for a wide receiver with the way that the salaries are escalating right now. But there's one thing
okay.
that's gonna piss me off. If we get the number 32 in the Chiefs trade out.
Yeah. Those are always
the worst. Oh, they traded out.
Yeah.
I waited all night for this.
Yeah.
I lost sleep for you to trade out at 32.
It's a great
32?
Event. You get the adrenaline, whatever, and then We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It'll make you guys happy if they move up.
Yeah. Like, hey, hell yeah.
Early bedtime. Let's go.
You better believe it, my friend. And Peter Schrager did have him trading up to 19. And I said to you a couple weeks ago, the Rams are probably one of those teams where they have a confident NFC GM that could potentially make a trade, and he has him trading up to 19 with the Rams, and that is a very confident GM in the NFC, the Rams, unless Snead, and he doesn't give a rip about picks, as we know. So if the Chiefs want to move up to number 19, maybe that's a spot for them.
That was Mitch's quote with us. Mitch Schultz, voice of the Chiefs. Yeah. Need to probably find a secure GM in the NFC in order to trade up. So we're going through the names. Like, okay, the
Less,
Rams make
Less
sense.
Snead, Rams.
Less Snead's pretty pretty stable, I think. Yeah.
So I think for me, what would make me happy is if they found a way to trade up and get, you know, obviously Marvin Harrison Jr., Roma Dunsdale, Malik Nabers, one of those three guys. I think those are the three best wide receivers.
Would send me over the moon.
Yeah, like, A.D. Mitchell, if they end up drafting him, fine. But, you know, that's not going to get me excited like those other three guys would, you know, get me excited. But
something a little unrealistic then.
That make me excited, right? But I'll be excited with a left tackle, too. I would be. If they traded up to 19 and got themselves a mainstay at left tackle for the rest of Patrick Mahomes' career, you know, I'm in on that as well. I think that's something that they desperately need. So I think that's one of two things are going to happen today, in my opinion. And I was talking with Carrington about this yesterday. I said they're either going to take an offensive tackle, you know, move up to get that offensive tackle, or what they're going to do at 32 is take, like, Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. And you
go, all right, fine. Ladd McConkey, sure. He's reliable, I guess, whatever. Sure. You know, that's kind of his, you know. But the Chiefs really didn't have a reliable wide receiver last year until late in the year when Rashee Rice came on.
The name penalizes him, too.
Ladd or McConkey?
Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. It just sounds like, I don't know. Just okay.
sounds like a guy.
Sounds like a Mission Hills resident or a golfer.
Yeah. Ladd McConkey. 32nd pick or Mission Hills resident.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be fine.
Right.
But yeah, it wouldn't give you the, oh my gosh, they traded up and got a Dunze. Oh my God.
Yeah. You go nuts.
Go crazy, folks.
Yeah. Right. Like Joe Buck said one time. So I just think those would be the things that would wow me. The thing that would tick me off is you wait till 32 and they go, and with the 32nd pick, the Chiefs trade back. They'll be picking Chris Jones tomorrow. Mm. You know, like they did up in Chicago that year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.